the spring. What could be more romantic?
Well, what indeed? And you'd be hard-pushed to think of a better way to epitomise the French capital. And on Thursday, at the end of a truly sparkling spring day in Paris, there was a race inside one of the city's most impressive monuments. La Verticale is a dash up the 1,665 steps leading to the top of the Eiffel Tower. The 128 runners were divided into three categories: 40 elite competitors, 78 amateurs, and 10 people who are invited to take part. Jean-Charles Perrin, who's an organiser of the Eco Trails races around Paris, is one of the team behind La Verticale.
It is in the night. Normal lights. It's flashing when it's the first 8 minutes of each hour. And it's a way to create some kind of very special ambience, and people adore that.
Night lights, spring air, the Eiffel Tower. What a potent mixture. It's such a gift. There were 128 runners in this year's La Verticale because the Eiffel Tower is 128 years old. Named after the engineer Gustave Eiffel, whose company designed and built it, the tower's first role was as the entrance to the 1889 World Fair. It wasn't universally loved at the beginning. Some of France's best artists and intellectuals slated the design, but it's still with us, and nearly 7 million people went up it last year, but not all the way via the stairs. 2017 was the third La Verticale, but it's not been easy organising an event that seems quite obvious. Jean-Charles Perrin.
The relation with sports and the Eiffel Tower is not so easy. There were two races in 1905 and 1906. That was a climbing races organised by a newspaper at that time, but they stopped at the second stage. But there were no other, you know, people, crazy people who want to do that. And that is mostly by chance that we created that event that should be for years, because most of the people doing stairs, they had for many 10 years, 20, 40 years, stair climbing race like the Empire State Building. But the Eiffel Tower is an old lady, and you have to convince her to to be part of that kind of story.
So who did you talk to get permission to have a race going up the Eiffel Tower?
And the very beginning was linked to the creation of the Eco Trail of Paris, which is a trail running. We created that in 2008, and our crazy, you know, idea was to finish at the first floor of the Eiffel Tower with the 80K. And once we had a meeting with Paris City and we presented our crazy project to have a natural race in the city. And at the very end of the meeting, I asked the guy who met us and said, "May we have a connection with the Eiffel Tower? Because I know you are involved in the tower." And he said, "Okay, no problem. I can give you a name of the marketing director and maybe you can do things with them."
So a meeting with the marketing people of the Eiffel Tower led to the 2008 Eco Trails race ending at the first floor of the monument. It so happened that the same marketing people were thinking about how to celebrate the 120th anniversary of the tower's opening. Perrin takes up the story.
The marketing director asked me if I should have an idea about doing something very special. And I thought that should be good to have the total climbing of the Eiffel Tower. And I made a survey for them, a study about what is existing all over the world. And the iconic races at that time was the run-up in New York with the Empire State Building. So I met that people there to understand how they do that. There were roughly 100 races organized all over the world, mostly in the U.S., Canada, and nothing in France, of course. Some kind of things in Germany, Austria, which is a very, you know, powerful community of people climbing these stairs. And I came back to her at that time and said, "You should organize that kind of race." And I built that scheme with start one by one instead of mass start as it is everywhere else. And they said finally no. And we forget it for a few years. 4 years ago, after they finished the rebuilding of the first floor, And I came back to, and I said, maybe we can do that race. We convinced the CEO that it should be a good idea, and finally he said yes. But we have to, you know, do everything. So we invested a lot of time, but we did it for the first time in 2015.
Piotr Lobodzinski from Poland won the men's race that year in a time of 7 minutes and 50 seconds. Susie Walsham from Australia took the women's race. The same duo came out top last year as well. And guess what? Lobodzinski and Walsham won the 2017 race. Lobodzinski finished on Thursday night in 7 minutes 54 seconds, 6 seconds slower than his winning time last year, while Walsham was 14 seconds faster than her 2016 mark. So have they put a spell on the opposition? Piotr Lobodzinski.
We are like French wine, older and stronger and better. So maybe Susie made the course record today. I was slower than last year, than my course record. But I'm still happy because I defend my first place. Really happy third-time winner in Paris in Eiffel Tower. So really glad to be here and hope to be back next year.
43-year-old Walsham said she'd also be back in 2018 to try to maintain her reign as the queen of the Vertical.
You know, never in my life would I have thought that I would be running up the Eiffel Tower. So it's an amazing race. I'm really proud of my achievements. It's wonderful to be here.
So how does this compare with the other races you do around the world?
Yeah, it's a really tough tower. So I raced Empire State Building just 6 weeks ago for the 10th time. That's taller, but this is harder. It's a really, really hard race.
For people who don't run upstairs against the clock, can you describe why it's so difficult in comparison with the Empire State Building in New York?
Yeah, I think, well, particularly the first two levels here, the stairs are a little bit uneven. So because it's on a diagonal, so you might have 10 stairs and then 7 stairs and then 18 stairs, whereas a building race is very uniform. So you can get into a rhythm and you're just sort of churning around. And here, the last half in the middle of the tower, you can have like up to 40 stairs in a row before you're turning a corner. And that is brutal. You don't get that in a building.
So what do your friends and family think of you doing this kind of thing around the world?
Well, I think they think I'm a little bit crazy. But, you know, then they see the places that I get to go to and, you know, I get to travel the world and race up these amazing buildings. It keeps me fit. It's really enjoyable.
Next year, as the Eiffel Tower will be 129 years old, there'll be 129 runners taking part in La Verticale. It will be a brave person to bet against the dynamic duo who've monopolised the trophy since the race's inception. And to think it started so ordinarily for Walsham.
Well, I was a track runner and I'd moved to Singapore for my job and there was a race up a building in Singapore and the first prize was a trip to New York. So I basically got into this because I wanted a free trip to New York. And I won that first race and then I won the Empire State Building. So that's how I sort of got into it. But in the early years, not so many races. Now there are many races around the world. So I sort of have to pick and choose a little bit because I can't be travelling. You know, I have a 6-year-old son at home as well, so you know, juggling work and motherhood and family and training.
So when you're actually walking up the stairs with him, are you the one sort of dragging him up the stairs?
Oh, I don't walk upstairs. I'm catching the lift or the elevator. I run more than 200,000 stairs a year in training. So if I'm not training, I am not walking stairs.
Susie Walsham, winner of the women's section in the 2017 La Verticale race up the Eiffel Tower. With a hat-trick of triumphs to her name, I, for one, am not going to take her to task for using a lift. Congratulations to her and all the runners who completed the course. Well, that's it from Sports Insight. I'll be back again next week. Until then, from me, Paul Myers, ciao.